from Annette. See Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage, 603 Merchant.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:31.
It's all about your health, your good health. Food, drink, exercise, recipes, all sprinkled with common sense. Welcome to the KVOE studios. Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
Oh, Dr. Jen, how are you?
I'm breathing.
You are breathing. Breathing is a big time. I need to breathe now. I was just getting some stuff off my chest to Dr. Jen about the Chiefs and being a radio affiliate. We cannot now carry the Chiefs broadcast with the Mitch and the crew due to NFL rights going to a Westwood One, so you've been listening to them all year long. And I gripe about this every year. You're probably tired of hearing me do it, but I just have to get it off my chest. Now, maybe I need to breathe differently.
It could help.
Stress, this anger, Dr. Chen.
Well,
this anger within.
That is rightful anger because, like you're saying, most of us like to turn up Mitch Holt to listen to him do the calling because the TV announcers are typically unbearable. So, yeah, you have a right to be a little upset there. But yes, deep breaths. There's a reason for that kind of cliche when if you're upset, someone says, take a deep breath. There's an actual health benefits behind
that. So it does actually, there are some breathing hints and tips to help us, huh?
Absolutely. And I really encourage everybody to go on KVOE's website and should be three handouts. The one I just kind of threw in there that talks specifically about yoga because a lot of people do that as a form of exercise and kind of swear by it. But my big thing is you don't have to, I don't do yoga. You know, you don't have to do that. There really are some just really significant benefits of just breathing and focusing on your breathing and deep breaths and just kind of taking a step back. So really wanted to focus on those general ones.
Yeah, I mean, there are some breathing techniques that look like that can help many different problems you may be experiencing.
Yes.
And it seems like in reading this that, you can probably get some relief fairly quickly.
Yeah, this is one of those things, certain health things, like, you got to do it for a couple days, weeks, months, years, whatever, before it starts to work. And this is not one of those. This can and typically will start to work immediately. The one with the two little faces on it that says benefits of breathing, right below that it says mind, body, and breath are intimately connected and can influence each other. Learning to breathe consciously with awareness can be a valuable tool to restore balance in both the mind and body. And then it has some little kind of logos or whatever below that kind of nutshells the physical and mental benefits. And those two, the physical and mental are, and we've talked about that with many, many things, especially like exercise, but very, very much so tied together. But breathing is just one of those things that tends to get overlooked, not talked about because it's not, you don't flex it in the mirror, you don't sit down with a friend and it's not like food where you can kind of look at it and talk about it and it's, not a social thing, I guess is what I'm getting at. But it is something that if more of us paid attention to it and kind of behaviorally addressed it, it could really help us.
Well, and I looked at the handouts and before I delved into reading some of the information on the handouts, all I noticed right away was the yoga positions that the pictures were in. I'm thinking, Dr. Jen, if you want me to be taking that pose, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah. No. And that is not, I wish they wouldn't do that. I guess they don't know what else to put represent breathing is my guess.
They do look relaxed, though.
They do. And people that do yoga swear by it. Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't ever want anybody to think that you have to yoga or the other one, and she kind of looks like she's doing that, is the actual meditation. And, there are great benefits to people who do want to just meditate. You sit, you close your eyes, you breathe, and you focus your thinking. It's a pretty simple thing if people take the time to do it. But, again, I want to emphasize there's people that are like, I feel goofy doing that. I don't want to do that. It doesn't have to be outright yoga or meditation. You just you could wherever you're sitting. If you're sitting at work, in my car is a really common place where I'm like, I need to just breathe, and I have the time and I can do it. It calms me down. Some of us do get, today's a good example, stressed out. You're kind of worried while you're driving. So just breathe. And so, yes, absolutely. I'm glad you said that. The actual kind of sitting there with your legs crossed and your fingers touching, that pose, not necessary at all.
So, well, let's talk about, you've kind of hit on briefly the benefits of breathing. Well, what exactly can we do? We've got the handouts here.
Yep.
And maybe you can... Maybe you can take us by the hand and walk us through this, Dr. Jen, as far as what kind of breathing techniques can we do.
Yeah. On the handout, the one that with the two faces that says benefits of breathing, you know, it talks about how it helps decrease anxiety and depression, increases our optimism, it helps with sleep, which is huge for a lot of people, reduces our kind of impulses and can help people that are struggling with addictions or cravings, strengthens our ability to regulate our emotions. So this is a lot of stuff, regardless of your age, your background, anything it can help with. But at the bottom of that handout, it does kind of give the, because you go, whenever I say, when I'm out presenting and I say, I want to talk to you about breathing, people are like, well, duh. You know, you got to breathe to stay alive. We all have to do, yes, we all have to breathe somehow. But this is just a little bit more specific. It says, mindful breathing uses the breath as an object of concentration. By focusing on the breath, you become aware of your mind's tendency to jump from one thing to another. Yeah. And that's all of us. Yeah. It doesn't matter who you are. We're all like that. It is a way to develop mindfulness, the faculty of alert and sensitive awareness. And so it says for beginners.
You beginner breathers out there.
You've never breathed before. It says use counting to stay focused on your breath. After the out breath, you count one. Then you breathe in and count two and so on up to 10. And then you start again at one. So again, just very basic. It says more experienced breathers, the focus of concentration narrows and sharpens. So you pay attention to the subtle sensation on the tip of your nose where the breath first enters and last leaves the body. And even if that even seems too complicated for someone, I always just say, just breathe in. Just like that, and breathe out and just focus on, because what happens with most of us and anyone that's listening out there that's ever fainted or passed out because you got so stressed, and that's a fight or flight thing. For those who have studied just basic psychology, that's a fight or flight thing. When we start to get stressed out and our body, again, our mind's kind of going and we're worried about something, our breathing, it's a defense mechanism. Yeah. And so our breathing gets shallow, and if it gets too shallow and we're not getting enough oxygen, your body goes, okay, you know, next thing you know, you fall over because, again, your body's just kind of going into that defensive mode. So anytime you're really stressed out, obviously something's happening. I always joke with my students, if I tell them they have to impromptu get up and talk, I'm like, breathe, just breathe. You don't need to get worked up about it. But that can help fight off that kind of fight or flight that kicks in. So, but even if it's not a really stressful moment, like public speaking or being in a threatening situation of some sort, if we're just stressed out about having to answer emails, or again, our kids are going to school 2 hours late, what am I going to, you know, just that normal stuff that can happen. It just really helps to, again, stop, focus, and just breathe in, blow it out, breathe in, blow it out. And there's something, another thing where people are like, oh, I didn't know that. Usually when people take a deep breath, and I always tell people, put one hand on your chest and one on your belly and take a deep breath. Most of us are... our chest is what rises, and that's wrong. So
that's not right.
That's actually wrong. You're supposed to do what's called belly breathing, which is where when you breathe in, your belly kind of shoots out a little.
Okay.
And yeah, and most of us are not typically wanting our bellies hanging out. I get that. We're trying to suck that in. But this is an instance where you kind of want to change what might feel natural, which is you breathe in, your chest puffs out. That's actually bad. That's actually compressive to the lungs. So I always say practice. Just put a hand on each and practice that when you take that breath in that you push your belly out. So that's kind of a very easy, basic way to get started.
Good information there. And then to your another handout you had was change your breathing, change your life. And, and it gets into other different benefits.
Absolutely. And this is the one for any of our listeners who are like, give me the science. I want to know this isn't a bunch of frou-frou, you know, stuff. And I get that. This one really does nutshell all of the science. It quotes a lot of the different studies that have been done. There's 2005 one, 2012 one. This is something they have studied for a long time. But yeah, and I like this handout because I've told you forever, I like it when it's visual. It's easy to understand and it's not like an actual research paper. You know, it kind of nutshells all the research. But the fact that it stimulates brain growth, and this is where I need Dr. Blocker with me, but it basically helps with your gray matter is what that gets to. And so it can stimulate brain growth. It improves heart rate variability. And so it says low heart rate variability, which is the interval of time between your beats, has been associated with a greater risk of heart attacks. So it's going to, again, in a nutshell, lessen your likelihood of having a heart attack. And again, you got to have oxygen. So your heart, your blood, everything, it needs oxygen. And the way to do that is to breathe and breathe deep enough, slow and steady. Number three, lowers your stress levels. We've talked on the show before about cortisol. So it's going to help with that, alleviate anxiety and negative emotions. It doesn't get to the source. It's not going to completely erase whatever's causing us anxiety. I wish it would. But it's going to help us in that moment to not be completely overwhelmed by that. It can reduce testing anxiety. So that's why I tell my students, again, to breathe. Don't want to have that effect, you know, and have a negative test score because then you're going to get into a really bad
cycle. And that could be a problem.
Absolutely.
Serious stuff.
Yeah. So you got to breathe. The big one that most people probably, if they are familiar with kind of the importance of breathing and how it can help with health, is number six. And I'm guessing there's a lot of MDs out there that when someone is diagnosed with blood pressure issues, high blood pressure, that they would hopefully, you know, tell patients this is a very important thing that you've got to do. So it says taking slow, deep breaths for just a few minutes a day could help lower your blood pressure. While researchers have observed that slow, deep breaths can help to relax and temporarily dilate blood vessels, they don't yet know precisely why deep breathing has the capacity to cause a lasting drop in blood pressure. But if you consistently do it, it does. So, and that's a frustrating thing. Sometimes they're like, well, we know it does this, but we don't know why. And so, but there's definitely, and again, that can be frustrating, but there's no harm. Even though we don't know why exactly it works, there's no harm in doing it. It's going to help you. And then that last one, it says alter gene expression. It says a recent study found mind-body practices like yoga, meditation, deep breathing exercises can trigger your body's relaxation response, a physiological state of deep relaxation that alters the way it responds to stress. This state can counter the negative effects of stress for people with health conditions like anxiety and hypertension by actually altering the expression of genes in our immune system. So,
a lot.
That's got to be encouraging for some people, you know, and anxiety. Unfortunately, anxiety and depression are common. But even if you don't deal directly with those stress, it's just we're stressed. That's just part of being human. And you know, again, like I said, whether it's work or the Chiefs not being very good this year and causing us to be like, what is going on? You know, we all have, and like I said, kids and grandkids and everything, you can't stop stress. There's no way to just stop it, you know, and most of us don't want to. That's just part of life. But we do need to know how to kind of defend our body against the negative effects of it, and breathing can do that.
Well, it's not just me, but, you know, I'm sensing far more anxiety in our world today than 30 years ago. There was more anxiety back then, but we certainly highlight it more now.
We do.
Or hear more about it now.
And you're not alone there, and I don't think it's just us older, you know, people saying that and thinking that, and I do believe, I feel like, and I tell my students, and I know they think I'm old, but social media and just our overall media, you know, everything, it's just like we're bombarded with what's going on everywhere, and you used to, you know, let's go back to the 80s or 90s, people. You know, you walk to the water cooler, you know, you talk with people, and it just wasn't the constant barrage of information and people's feelings and thoughts and opinions. And it just was, it was simpler. And if that makes us sound old, then fine. I'm fine with that. But I do definitely think that there's some truth behind that it's just much more stressful.
Well, we live in such an immediacy world now.
Yes.
I mean, we need it now. We want it now because it's there now.
Right.
I mean, that's what we expect.
Boom. Yep.
And there's no time to breathe sometimes.
Yeah, so let's change that. Everybody, this is a good, you know, beginning of the year, especially if maybe your other resolutions have already kind of fallen to the wayside. I'm going to eat less sugar. Oh, that hasn't worked. This is definitely one that it's such a simple, good thing for your health that you can start immediately, and you're going to see immediate results. So that would be nice, a nice effect for a lot of people.
Yeah, log on to KVOE.com and click on the community tab, and then click on Dr. Jen, and she's got a page there, and that's where all these handouts are at.
Yep.
So check it out. This one is, I think, up already and ready to go. So please log on and check these out. Good information on there. As Dr. Jen said, these are something you can see some probably immediate effect from, and very simple to do.
Yep.
I mean, it's
absolutely.
One question, though, on the benefits of breathing handout.
Mm-hmm.
You had the beginner's breathers, okay?
Yes.
Counting to stay focused on the breath.
Yes.
And then the experienced, focus, narrowing the concentration, pay attention to the subtle sensation. So if you're an experienced breather and you're now focusing, are you still doing the beginner count to 10, or have you moved on to not count and just pay attention to your nose, tip of your nose? Or
and most of us, honestly, I'm glad you asked that. I'm like, I'm in between those two. I don't do the whole focus on tip of my nose, but I do focus on the slow in. So I don't actually count, but I just slow, deep, and then out. And that, if anyone wants the main takeaway, I would recommend that. Now, if you're having trouble just focusing, then the counting might help you. But really, it's just deep in and blow it out. Just slow. It is probably the most important kind of thing to follow.
Okay.
If that helps.
It does. It does. So, mind, body, and breath right here with Dr. Jen. Good information.
Woo-woo.
As always. So let's see. Just going to ask you, I'm sure this is just a few months away, but are you still planning on Laps for Landon?
Yes, I'm glad you thought of that. But Tuesday, April 16th is the date, and Landon on Friday just turned 17.
What?
Yes, and so I saw him walking into I was down at the Flint Hill Shootout, and he comes walking in. I'm like, just where everyone wants to spend their birthday is a wide auditorium playing some basketball, and he was actually watching. He's still recovering. He had pneumonia really bad back in November and had to fight his way through that. So he's still recovering, but he was there to support his teammates. And so we have just probably 2 years left of doing Laps for Landon. And so get ready to tell my class about it tomorrow, and then we're going to get started. And the community is always so supportive, and we're very thankful for that. So ready for another great year with that.
Well, and he's done a great job. He's been into weightlifting.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously.
He is a monster power lifter. And you better believe that makes my health and human performance majors, they're like, but, he's very, very into that, very strong. And it's good for him and something that he can do with little to no risk. And so,
And he received, I think, postseason accolades, too, for his football.
Football, yes, absolutely. So he is just living proof of, you know, I said he battles CF every day, but he does not let it define him, and that's really cool to see.
17-year, how long have you been doing Laps for Landon?
Because we did it starting that year that he was born, because they knew something was wrong, but they didn't know what. And he had been born with a short gut issue. They had to take out part of his intestine. So, you know, they just knew he was having medical issues. So we did an event when he was just a baby, a newborn. And so this will be the 17th annual. So we always get
impressive.
It's easy because we can always just base it on how old he is. Yeah.
Well, you've done some remarkable work with that. That event has grown, too.
It has. It's just grown like crazy, and we're thankful for all the support we get.
Dr. Jen, good to see you again.
See you. Stay warm.
Yeah, talk to you next month.
Okay.
Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State, with a monthly visit here at KVOE. It's 8:51.
Tune in every Monday morning at 6:50, as well as the second and third Thursday of every month at 5:20 p.m. for Flint Hills Legacies, brought to you by the Emporia Community Foundation. Our legacy can be like our mission or life purpose. However, when we pass, our legacy is a summary of who we are, how we'll be remembered, and perchance, what we leave to others for the future. What's your legacy? Here's some great stories of Flint Hills Legacies from the Emporia Community Foundation on KVOE, live and local.
Every cancer patient is unique, making every cancer battle personal. Want to learn more? Tune into the Talk of Emporia with Central Care Cancer Center. Learn more about specific cancers, their risks, signs, symptoms, and what treatment options are available. Each month, there's a different cancer topic and an opportunity.